During the first 3 weeks of Lent, we visited some somber themes: lament, fear, and penitence. For the next 2.5 weeks, let's change the mood a little. 3 new themes: thanksgiving, perseverance, and hope. Let's start with thanksgiving. In the Anglican service of morning prayer, some congregations sing Psalm 95 as a canticle. We call it the Venite. Other congregations that don't do chanting have some good metrical versions they can sing. Because we have just confessed our sin and been assured of God's forgiveness, the dominant note, rightly, is one of thanksgiving. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Put this note of thanksgiving into the psalm as a whole, and there's a whole lot to give thanks for, even if it's painful not to be able to gather together to worship at the moment. The God of Psalm 95 is a rock, and the mighty Creator God of all that is, a God who wants to be known personally by his people, and upon whom we can learn gladly to depend. We sometimes omit verses 8 to 11. Which does tidy things up nicely. All the words to this point are of praise and thanksgiving, while what follows is much more somber. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. As the people who had escaped from Egypt trudged through the desert on their way to the Promised Land, what happened at Meribah and then at Massah sum up what the author of a book on the Psalms has called Israel's sour, sceptical spirit. In both cases, they started moaning about how tough things were. They turned on their leaders, and they questioned whether they could trust God to provide for their material needs. Yes, it's tough living through times like we've had in the past 12 months. Some people have had it really tough. But for some of us, what's happened could be summed up in the word inconvenience. So during this week, when our theme is Thanksgiving, think about these words from the German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer. In ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich.